ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
My name is Jim Case, and welcome to the show. I want to take a moment and give a shout out to Lauren Harris, who created that amazing intro for my show. I'm overwhelmed. I'm full. I'm loving every minute of it, even though it's a minute. But what a great, what an amazing gift, really. As the show continues to grow and evolve. Super excited to have you guys here. A little bit about the show. Adventures in Truth Livecast is really a deep dive into those areas of our lives, the beliefs, the things that we hold as truths. And what we like to do is take them out and look at them and change the perspective of how we look at them and bring some depth and clarity to these ideas and concepts that we hold so closely, and giving us an opportunity to reframe our experience, to catapult ourselves in a new experience of ourselves and our lives and our ability to transform and our ability to grow and our ability to be all that we can be. So thank you for being here for our adventure today. And we're going to talk today about appreciation and ease and flow, and how does my alignment work? These phrases, these ideas, there's a lot to them, and I want to dive into them and really give some new clarity to them in hopes that it will help you really dial into it. So to get us started, as we have been doing, I'd like to take a time for us to get some focus. And this is important. You know, it's important for everything we do is to take that moment, take that time to bring focus to our experience. So I want to focus this here right now as we dive into these amazing topics. I want to bring us all into the same field and bring us all into the same experience. So I want to take a moment, ask you to just be present with your body right now. We're just going to take a deep breath and in through the nose and blow it out through the mouth. Let out a little noise if you'd like. And just find yourself settling into the present moment. Feel your body. Let your eyes gently close. We're going to do a little breathing just for a moment, just enough to bring you present to this moment. And we're going to breathe in through the nose, and we're going to breathe out through the mouth. I'm going to breathe in on a count of four, and I'm going to breathe out to a count of six. And the reason we do that is that breath is the foundation of our life experience. Breath is everything. Breath is what animates our body. Breath is chi. Breath is prana. Breath is life force. So using breath, being able to manage breath, is a huge foundational piece to creating the kind of life that you want for yourself. So in this breathing process, breathing in to a count of four, breathing out to a count of six, the six purging that old stale air, bringing in new fresh energy, new fresh breath of life. So work with me now. Eyes gently closed. We're going to start being present in your body. Eyes are closed as we inhale. Two, three, four, asking to hold at the top as you relax your body at the top. And then release from the mouth. One, two, three, four, five, six. And relax at the bottom. And then inhale. Full inhale. Two, three, four. Holding at the top. Relaxing and releasing. One, two, three, four, five, six. Resting at the bottom. and inhaling again. Two, three, taking in that energy. Four, filling completely, holding at the top and relaxing your body. And releasing. Two, three, four, five, six, releasing at the bottom. And now I want you to do that three more times on your own. Carrying it forward, inhale. Two, filling completely. And as you get to the top, find that rest, find that relaxation, and then let it go. Out of the mouth, two, and continuing as you purge all that old energy and breath. And at the bottom, rest for a moment. And then fill, taking in all that energy, taking in all that breath, all that vitality. At the top, relaxing into it, accepting, allowing, and then breathe it out. All the old energy, all the stale air, let it go. As you reach the bottom, purging completely, relax into that. And last time, full breath, inhale. Reaching the top and resting, and then releasing. Excellent job taking it all the way out. And now let your breath flow. Keep those eyes closed just a moment. And be with the rhythm of your breath. Just be with the natural rhythm, feeling it fill. And take in and breathe in and say to yourself, I am love. Connect to it. I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love. Feel that. Be that right now. And as you allow that energy to fill you, gently bring yourself present now and allow your eyes to open and join us here. Welcome, everybody. So glad you're here. This is an exciting day for me. First live show that I'm doing solo, which I'm really happy, excited about to bring you some good stuff here. We all will always be having some amazing guests coming on Friday. We're going to have Paul Diamond back, the ayahuasquero and shaman from Peru. We're excited to have him. And today, again, let's go back. We're going to talk about appreciation and ease and flow. And I wanted to start to talk about this from the perspective of understanding the idea that we're all energy. And we've talked about this before. Do you understand that everything we do is about energy? So when we're talking about appreciation, we're talking about alignment, we're talking about being able to focus ourselves in a way and understand our own field in a way that when we have a desire, when we have something that we're creating, that we have the ability and the power to bring our energy into an alignment, bring it into cohesion with that desire that we have or with the thought or the emotion, whatever it is, finding that place of balance within ourselves. So appreciation and ease and flow for me have become, particularly appreciation, has become a very powerful tool for alignment. And the reason for that is because for me, appreciation is a powerful process of acknowledging our ability to create within the context of ourselves and the universe. And let's see if I can make that make more sense. So appreciation is an active acknowledgement of our role in the process of creating our lives. And I differentiate appreciation from the concept of gratitude because for me, and again, everybody's different, everybody has a different experience, but for me, gratitude has an outside of self sort of experience. I don't tend to resonate with gratitude. It doesn't mean that I don't feel deeply in appreciation for the things that I experience. But for me, it's appreciation. For me, appreciation includes me in the equation because it is my energy, because it is my energy that's creating, because it is my thought that is creating, because it is the engagement of my emotion that is making this evolution take place. So it's insignificant that I am a part of that process. The reason I separate gratitude is because in our lexicon, in the religious process, in our growth and evolution, just being humans on the planet, the things that we've been trained into, things like gratitude, tend to have a negative aspect. And apparently for me, they do. I don't particularly care for the feeling of gratitude because it feels like I'm beholden somehow. It feels like something outside of me is giving me something or doing something for me that I have to be at a particular place for. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong, just saying that's my perspective and that I tend to speak from the place of appreciation because I think it's so important that we break down the ideas that we've created over time about how we're not supposed to acknowledge who we are or not supposed to be all of who we are or not supposed to say, I am God. I am God in this world. I am the expression of God in this world. And I appreciate that opportunity and I appreciate the ability to do that. So you can see as I'm talking, as I talk about appreciation, for me, it juices me up. It gets my energy flowing in a very powerful way. And that's how I see it working for all of us. It's really about understanding how you're focusing yourself. How are you bringing your energy into a focus so that you can understand it and then be able to move it in whatever capacity you need to? And when I say move it, I mean direct it, focus it, expand it, contract it, whatever is required to line you up with the things that you desire, to line you up with the greatest expression of who you are. I keep pushing buttons here and I keep losing my face. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So appreciation and gratitude. So whichever direction you choose, if you find gratitude works for you, I think it's fine. It just doesn't, I don't particularly resonate with that energy. So I'll speak in terms of appreciation and I don't think personally that they're interchangeable. But different energies, different vibrations, different experience. So using the idea of appreciation, using how do I use appreciation? Well, you heard it somewhat in my conversation here just a second ago. When I'm doing my daily practice, when I'm doing my meditation, part of that is always inclusive of what I call, you know, the ability to just express my appreciation. There's no real formula for it. There's no you have to do it this way. What I will tell you is that when I started this a number of years ago, this was probably back in 2010 or so, maybe 11, when I first really tapped into or began to understand the concept of appreciation, I'd not really understood it or really been exposed to it much. And so I was working on a Navy base in San Diego, and I had started doing the process in my car on the way to and from work. Cause I thought, well, I have, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, why not use it to kind of stimulate my energy for the day and see how that goes. Well, I got to tell you, it was the most awkward experience for a little while because I didn't realize how much of that idea of not including myself was in my consciousness. I hope you understand what I mean by that. So I'll use the example. The example is I would start to say, I appreciate, and I couldn't, I was having a hard time finding a word to follow it. And so it became really clunky at the beginning. It's like, okay, I appreciate the trees. I appreciate this pretty day. I appreciate my car. I appreciate that I have a job. And so it's sort of this stilted kind of, okay, I'm going to find these things. And they were kind of generic and they were kind of, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then as I began to allow that and just be in that chunky, uncomfortable place for a little bit, I started to realize that, wait a second, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself and to the universe. What do I have to be ashamed of? What do I have to be afraid of? What do I have to be concerned of? I want to acknowledge all of it because if I'm in the creative process, I want to enjoy all of it. From the concept to the thought to the idea to the thought to the emotion that creates it to the thing that brings it into the world. I want to be alive and present in all of that. And that's what appreciation does for me. So in that example I was giving you, so what I started doing is I kept going. I let myself feel uncomfortable and I would stay in that place of I appreciate the sun is shining and I appreciate that my car is doing what it's supposed to do. And then that began to evolve where I could allow myself to really dive into the detail, where I could appreciate my body, you know, where my appreciation process now is tenfold of where it was, or a hundredfold, I don't even know anymore, because I get into the juice of it. And let me give you an example here. So when I appreciate my body, I start with this appreciating my, I appreciate this amazing physical body that I have. I appreciate this vehicle that I have chosen that takes me through this life. I appreciate the incredible, vibrant health of this body. I appreciate the systems that work in harmony all the time, and that I don't have to put a lot of focus on it, but I can be attentive to it, and I can listen to this amazing body, and this body shares its information with me. This body allows me to do all kinds of things that I may not have ever thought to do before, but because I have this dialogue with my body, I can feed it, I can help it, I can support it in whatever ways are possible that allow it to become more vibrant and more healthy. And I appreciate down to the cellular level that as I feel my body as a cellular level, I feel the vibrant good health of my body. I feel the amazing aliveness and love that emanates from every cell of my body. I appreciate the skeletal system of my body, the bones that are produced, that have the marrow, that produce the healthy blood, that feed this amazing circulatory system, and the ease and flow that runs through my nervous system, the sensitivity and the clarity of it. And I could go on and on and on, and you spend, you can feel, you just juice it, you just enjoy it. And what that creates as you hear me talking, again, it creates this sort of, it creates an ease and flow in my experience right here, right now, because I'm just flowing in this energy of appreciation of all that I am and all that I experience. So as I move through my day, I take snapshots, you know, in my mind. I see a beautiful scenario. I see a beautiful interaction. I experience a those become snapshots for my moments of appreciation, which arc throughout the entire day. But in the moments of my, in my meditations, when I'm focusing, when I'm bringing all of myself completely present again and completely aligned again, those are the moments of the deepest wells of appreciation where I can take all those pictures out and I can re-experience them. I can stimulate that powerful emotion again, and I can stimulate the amazing feeling that it brings and the peace and the joy that it fills me with. So take a moment with that. I know that was a lot, and I appreciate it. I'm going to check in here with some notes while we're talking here. Sorry, I got to grab the glasses. And I appreciate y'all being here. I appreciate you being a part of the show today. And as we move forward now, we're going to talk more getting into the definition. So there's a lot of talk. Again, we talked about appreciation and gratitude. I want to talk about want and desire. Want and desire are interesting because they're, again, I guess could be interchangeable, but I don't quite see them as interchangeable. You know, we talk a lot about the idea of capital S self and small s self, meaning soul connected, aligned self, and ego connected self. And that's how I kind of see want and desire. Want to me comes from earthly things. Want comes from, I want a car, I want a house, I want a relationship, I want to be skinny, I want to be whatever. It's want. I want this, I want a Nintendo 64, whatever it is. It is driven by the five senses. It is driven by the things we see, the things we smell, the things we taste, the things we touch. It is purely physically driven. To me, then, desire is born out of a feeling. Desire is born out of an experience. So to me, desire incorporates mind, emotion, and energy all kind of concurrently. And a desire is ultimately about a destination of experience to me. We don't tend to desire new cars. We desire the experience that that potential would create for us. What would the idea of having a new car, what would that feel like? To me, that is where desire lives. It is wanting to generate and be in an experience that is fully realized. And getting to that experience and the joy of alignment and in creation is that when you focus in desire, when you focus in that feeling place, and everything comes from how you feel into your world, the differences in how you create are astronomical. Because one, when you're in want, when you're focused in the worldly stuff 100%, then you tend to be focused in the hows. You focus H-O-W, in the hows. We focus in, how do I get there from here? This is what I want. How do I get it? In desire, we stay focused in the desire, and the desire stimulates inspiration because we're allowing the feeling to evolve. We're allowing the thought to coalesce. We're bringing that feeling and thought together in energy and focusing it in a way that has an outcome that is an experiential one. So you're not limiting how you get to that experience. So it's not saying that this, I can have this new thing and this new thing will help me create this experience. We create the experience, and out of that, lots of amazing things can come into our world. And why is that? So to me, and as I understand it, the reason that's true is, one, when you're not dialed into how things have to happen, you give this entire world and experience and universe and yourself the ability to navigate to those things in the best possible way, whatever that looks like. Some would call it the path of least resistance. Some would call it just the best path for you specifically. Because, and what, so let me step back here so I can be clear about that. The best path for you specifically. This aspect of alignment and this aspect of desire are really significant, because when you understand your field and your energy, and you learn how to consciously focus it, and you are focused in your desire, remember that all of the things that may be in your want field, This isn't to say that you can't have wants against desires. It is not either or. It's understanding where the thing that's coming up in you is coming from. Because if you're focused in desire, then in many cases, and in my personal experience, the things that you want are naturally taken care of, because it's not an either or proposition. We're not about being on the planet is not about limitation. Being here as a human expression is not about limitation. You may have to learn things about limitation. You may have to learn things about boundary, but ultimately it's about experience. It's about creation. It's about evolution. So if I'm focused in my desire and I'm generating that amazing feeling and I'm appreciating how incredible that feels, then everything in the world has to come into alignment with that in my world. Because when I focus my energy in my world, I am like the sun. I am glowing with opportunity. And when I'm in desire, that glow of opportunity is a huge attraction source. And it's pulling all of this amazing stuff and all of these wonderfully satisfying experiences to us to support this desire that we have created. Do you see how that works? Do you feel that? Take a second with it and just absorb that for a second. Take another second to breathe here. I know I've said a lot and I've been going kind of quickly and I catch myself. So I want to just take a second here. Take two deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's do that together. Inhaling and releasing. Fantastic. Just feel that settle into your system one more time. Ah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. So as you're taking that in, okay, now you have a little grasp on understanding, I'm appreciating, and where my desire is evolving. So I'm creating this desire, and I still have wants. I still have things I want in this physical world. But I'm using my desire to drive that boat so that I don't have to focus on how. I can focus on my alignment. I can focus on my energy. I can focus on moving every day, every moment in the direction of my desire, however that looks, whether it's putting my toe in the water or jumping in head first. those are the things that keep me moving. And so how do these things impact our desire? So we talked about appreciation and gratitude. We've talked about desire and want. So how does that apply to alignment? Well, I see alignment sort of as a, and I'll look for a better analogy, but the idea of an anchor, it's an anchor into an energetic experience, and not an anchor in the sense that you're stuck in that space. If you think about it in terms of a boat on the ocean, when a boat anchors, the anchor holds the boat in the area of, because the boat itself is sitting in a constantly moving field, a constantly moving current in the ocean. It's just continuous. And so the anchor gives the boat a place to kind of stabilize within the context of all that flow. And really, that's what alignment to me is to for ourselves. It's sort of dropping anchor into an energetic experience in order to maintain ourselves within that field. And that field is a chosen field based on where we see our own personal, how we experience our own personal energy, okay? So if your focus is largely in the small S self, then your anchors are going to anchor into a lot of physical reality things, and you're going to focus in those things as the most important things. If you're using the capital S, if you're using that higher self, that expanded experience, and you're aligning to that energy, you're aligning to possibility, you're aligning to all possibility, and you're letting that kind of guide your experience, and you're feeling your way into it. So alignment, finding that, where do you anchor yourself? How do you anchor yourself? Take a moment with that question. How do you anchor yourself in any moment, in any experience? It's especially important when you're challenged, when something comes into your space that disrupts your moment of clarity or your moments of balance. How do you realign? How do you come back into that alignment? And where is your anchor set? So we always look for anchor. You know, we're here in this physical reality as human beings, as a part of our own evolution and growth, as a part of the expression of God, this spark of energy that is exploring its own evolution. It's exploring this world and attempting to see and understand how these desires are, how these wants, and how it all comes together. And we're each and every one of us getting to explore that individually, because we have a completely different set of tools that we brought with us in this experience. That's why it's so important to focus it in the individual, to focus it in appreciation, where you are included in the growth and change process, where you are integral to your personal evolution, because you're it. it's about you. So taking that into consideration, think about for a moment, how do you align? Where do you align? And do you pay attention to what you align with? In this time, in this day and age, where we're dealing with pandemics and crazy governments and all of the things that are going on in the world, finding alignment is crucial. Finding alignment is foundational. And really, to me, what this whole experience is about, it's driving us back into self. It's driving us to come to clarity about where we have dropped our anchors. Where are you putting your attention? What are you putting your attention on? And how is that attention making you more fully present? How is that attention creating a foundation for your growth? How is that attention separating you from the consciousness of fear? How is it doing that? That's why alignment is important. That's why alignment means so much. So we are going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back after this. I want to share a little bit about my book with you all, and we'll be back right after this. Hello, everyone. Jim Case here with the Science of Transformation and Adventures in Truth podcast. I am super excited to tell you about my new book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling
The Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book is a deep dive into the evolution of fear in our human experience. I truly believe this book will change your life. When you read it and integrate it and apply this new understanding of what fear is and how it works, how it's used, you see that fear truly is a choice, whether we're using it consciously or unconsciously. And that awareness will create quantum change in your life, and the freedom that you can experience is extraordinary. Head over to www.adventuresintruth.com and sign up for pre-sales and getting information about the distribution of the book. I'm excited to share it with you, as well as some excerpts going into the future. And thank you for being part of the Science of Transformation family and Adventures in Truth. Have an amazing day.
And we're back. Guys, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about my book coming out in September. I'm not going to rehash it, but want to say how excited and all the material, much of the material that comes through Adventures in Truth has been sourced from the book, because actually the book came before the show. The book was written a few years back and has been evolving. So thank you all again for being here, and welcome back to the show. And now we're going to dive in a little more to, if you have questions about alignment or you have questions about appreciation, please jump over to our Facebook page. You can interact with us there. Type in your questions. I'll answer them as quickly as I can. But I want to take a moment. I did this a little bit at the beginning, but I want to do kind of a guided experience here into how you use appreciation to create alignment. And I think you saw it at the beginning of the show where I was actively engaged in doing the appreciation process, and it alters. It's a shift state. It's taking you from small s self to capital S self. And it's a very quick way to do it, and you can use it anywhere at any time. The trick is not to filter what you appreciate, because there are some days, like yesterday for me was a very odd day. It just seemed like it was challenging to focus. It was challenging to communicate. And I kept trying to figure out what was going on. And then as I was talking to Michael, and I'd say, "Do you feel like this?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm kind of out of sorts." And talked to my friend George, and he was saying the same thing. And I went, "You know, it doesn't have to be about me needing to fix something. It can just simply be about me paying attention to the energies that are happening." And so going into my process of appreciation for yesterday, I started there because that was the predominant energy. That was the folk that seemed to be what was taking my attention. So I appreciated that contrast. That was where I started. I appreciate this discomfort, and I appreciate my ability to surrender into this discomfort so that I can understand what I'm doing in this moment. What is my energy doing? What am I experiencing? I'm not resisting. I appreciate that I release resistance. So see, even in the description, it becomes, when you work it naturally, it becomes so easy to just go there. So I want to take you there in your own experience. I'd like to take an exercise here and just have, again, let's bring that moment of focus into your awareness right now. You can do this with your eyes open or your eyes closed, but I want you to talk to yourself out loud. I want you to acknowledge, pick anything, anywhere. You don't have to have a scheme. You don't have to have a plan. Just have the willingness to tap into your experience and talk about whatever shows up. For me, I appreciate sitting here right now, getting to talk with you. I appreciate your engagement with me. I appreciate that I get to spend this time sharing the things that bring me the most joy. I appreciate that I get to sit here in this seemingly odd situation of staring at a camera and talking into a microphone with lights in my face, getting to feel joy and connection with you out there. I appreciate how it feels to be here in alignment with myself and to just be. To just be. I appreciate that today is a beautiful day and the weather outside is fantastic. And I appreciate that I'm going to enjoy that as often as I can today. And I appreciate that I get to engage every day with amazing people. I get to feel amazing things because I want to feel amazing things. Begin to have that dialogue. Where are you? Appreciate where you are. I appreciate that I get to be in my home right now. I appreciate this amazing home that protects me. I appreciate the beauty that I see around me all the time. I appreciate that I have my favorite spot and I love how I feel when I'm in my favorite spot. I appreciate that I am going to get to do some amazing things today, and I may not know what they are just yet, but I appreciate that I am anticipating and excited about what I get to do today. Whether I'm going to work, whether I'm going to play, I get to use my energy today. I get to share my energy today. I get to have opportunities to love today. I appreciate that I have opportunities to connect today, and I appreciate that I am conscious of those moments of connection. Do you see how it evolves? Can you feel how it evolves? That's even more important. Yeah, you may stumble. You may run down a thread and find that thread runs out. Great. Take a deep breath and find a new thread. There's tons of threads. There's so much to appreciate. And the more you allow that to happen, the more your awareness expands, the more your consciousness expands, because you are now including so much more in your experience. You are welcoming all of those wonderful serendipities. You're welcoming all of those amazing connections, and knowing that just in beingness, just being who you are, that inspires your energy and inspires your connections, because that's who you are every single day. And I hope you feel the joy that I feel in getting to do this right now. It's just extraordinary. And it isn't manufactured. You don't have to force it. It's all surrendering to and releasing into and coming into that powerful alignment. And what a great thing it is. What a great thing it is. You have so much power. You have so much ability to create, because that is who and what you are. They are not a part of you. They are you. Whether you're being conscious or not, your alignment, where you set your anchor, sets the stage for the world in which you live, in the things that you experience, the things that you feel, the ideas that you have. So aim high, aim broad. Go to those places. Give yourself permission. You know, when I talk about my book, when I talk about anything, you know, in appreciation, I'm appreciating the millions of people that are reading my book and being transformed by my book. I'm appreciating the millions of people that are engaging with this show, because it sets a foundation for their transformation, because they relate to what's being done here, and that it makes sense, and that it's a foundational step. And that you get to be you here. You don't need to be somebody different. You don't need to be somebody greater or lesser. You just get to be here. How could you not want to appreciate that? Appreciate that. Start from where you are with what you have. Let that be the foundation. And sometimes it'll be chunky at the beginning, but I promise you, the more you do it, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more aligned you are. The more aligned you are, the more powerfully your desires come into light. The more powerfully your desires expand out and explode into this world. And the even more incredible levels of satisfaction that show up, because at every step of the way, you are experiencing satisfying moments, because you're not trying to control the moments. You're allowing them. So the universe can unfold around you in a tremendous fashion and provide. And again, you are interacting in this universe. You are an integral part of this universe. So all of those things, those desires that are laying in your field, you know, in Law of Attraction, they call it the vortex. The vortex, this amazing field of energy that is you, this amazing field of energy that is filled with everything you desire, every thought that you have, every thing that you want is right here, right now. When they say it's right here, right now, it's sitting right here. You felt it. You've experienced it. You've wanted it for so long. Now allow it. now. Allow it by understanding where you've placed your anchor. What reality are you sitting in? Are you sitting in a reality of creation? Or are you sitting in a reality of effect? Are you sitting in a reality of inspiration? Or are you sitting in a reality of how? What is your reality? What is the thing that you anchor to? And I understand, well, I got kids and I got this and I got job and I got that. And I understand all that. We all have all of that. All of us have our own versions of that. It is incumbent on us to understand that those are the machinations of the world. Those are choices that we made. That's all fine. Within that, though, is you who made all of those choices and decisions and determinations in energy and thought and in emotion. And so you are responsible to those creations. And how are you responsible? To my way of thinking, you're responsible by how you choose to align. How are you using your alignment? And what does that look like? Just like the breath is foundational. The breath brings aliveness to the body. You're pulling in that energy. You bring in all of that powerful new energy. And as you're appreciating the flow of that energy through your body, it's going into the exact places it's needed. It's adding oxygen to the blood. It's adding release to the nervous system. It's giving more oxygen and fuel to the bones to create more healthy blood cells. It's stimulating hair growth. It's stimulating expansion as all of the mechanisms of the brain, all those synapses firing. And you are in your process of creation, stimulating new grooves in your brain, new pathways of belief and understanding. So choosing where you place your anchor is so important to finding a stable foundation. Realizing you're in a field of moving energy, waves and waves of energy, just like the boat. And that those waves are going to move you and gently shift you. And if you're anchored in a good place, if you're anchored in your alignment, it just becomes flow. It just becomes part of the experience and stuff that you appreciate in your world. Because even if it's contrasting, you recognize that it's just nudging you or gently shifting you from a perspective that you're holding to a newer perspective that can better allow you to create that which you desire. And again, I want to take just a moment here and just take a couple deep breaths, because it's been a lot and a lot of information and a lot of energy. So let's just take a moment here and take another couple deep breaths. Inhaling. And let it go. And with that exhale, let go of any confusion. Allow yourself to feel into this. Breathing in. And letting it go. So good. With those breaths, you feel yourself come into center every time. You know, I'm not sure if I shared this, but I have this amazing story that I always love to tell about shifting state, and that you can do it anywhere at any time. And it's focusing on the breath. It's focusing on appreciation. It's but particularly on the breath and getting that alignment. And it was an experience of going in for a ticket that I didn't think I deserved. And when I got to the courthouse, I realized I was feeling a lot of anxiety. And I said, you know, I don't want to be here in fear. I want to be here in clarity. And so I stepped outside of the courthouse and I did some breathing and got myself centered and focused and went back into the courthouse and actually found the officer that wrote the ticket and approached him. And expressed, said, you probably may not be interested in the story, but I wanted to request that you consider some extenuating circumstances to my story that I think are important. Would you be willing to hear them? And before we go into the courtroom, and he looked at my ticket and he turned it over and he said, you know what? As I look at my ticket, I didn't put any notes on my ticket about what occurred that day. And I don't feel comfortable when I don't remember the situation. So I'm going to ask him to dismiss the ticket. And he did. I use that example because it's so concise, but those examples abound in my life every single day. We just moved over the last weekend, and the most extraordinary experience of my life, I think. Not really of my life, but it was a pretty extraordinary experience. We began the move on Thursday, just a couple hours in the evening, late in the evening, moving some things. We had hired two movers to help us with some of the heavy furniture and stuff to keep this process easy. And I think we literally spent maybe 10 total hours in the move. By Saturday, we were sitting in our apartment, our new apartment, fully settled, fully unpacked, looking at each other going, did something just happen? Did we just go through this? You know, like, it was just extraordinary to be sitting in our living room, completely relaxed, completely enjoying the moment of being there and together, having literally just moved homes in short order. And that was all about the energy and focus that I placed on appreciating the ease of this move and appreciating how aligned I am in paying attention to everything I could put my attention on to keep the ease and flow, to not have tension, to not have anxiety, to not get crazy about it. And because of that, and because we were allowing ourselves to be inspired, it just evolved in a beautiful way. And yeah, there were some times that we were freaking exhausted, but by the time we sat down, it wasn't even in our memory anymore because it wasn't important. What was important was the desire to create this new home and the excitement we had about creating this new home. And that's where we placed our energy, and that's where we placed our focus. And so we dropped our anchor of alignment into that place and allowed everything to be unfolded around that. And it was spectacular. So I encourage you every day to think about this. Every day, this is who you are. This is your life experience. This is your growth. This is your time. I encourage you to always continue to find where you leave your anchors, where you place them. The more conscious you become of it, the more powerful you become. The more conscious and appreciation you become, the more powerful you become. There is a rhythm. There is a flow to everything. I believe it is our job to find that flow. And that flow starts with our choices. That flow starts with how we engage our energy into the energy of this world and this life. We are meant to be here. We've chosen to be here. Let's fully engage being here. Let's engage this. Let's dispense with the history of you wake up, you're born, you go to school, you get married, you get a job, you die. Let's dispense with that. Let's move on to a new paradigm. Let's move on to the paradigm of you feeling your way into your experience in such a way that you are now willing to surrender all of that nonsense, all of that prescribed notion of who and what you are, that you're willing to surrender that into something so much greater and so much more powerful and so much more satisfying than where you may be right now. And how you do that is that you begin by appreciating all that you have created to this point. Step into that creation. Own it. Embrace it. Be it. It is what you have created it. You may not like it. You may not feel good in it. You may think it's awful. And that's okay. Appreciate it for what it has been for you. And then find what is your desire now. Maybe the desire is, I want to feel more freedom. Maybe the desire is, I want to feel more love. Maybe the desire is, I want to feel more peace. I want to feel more connection. Whatever that is, then just focus in that energy for a little while. Just take some time and feel into, what does that connection feel like? It feels like I'm whole. It feels like I'm alive, and I appreciate feeling alive. I appreciate feeling whole. I appreciate when I feel connected. I may not always know how to connect, but I appreciate that I am open to connection. I appreciate that I am open to the change in my connections. I appreciate that I am willing to shift my energy in such a way that is going to open doorways for connection in ways that I've never experienced before, in ways that I am joyfully anticipating experiencing. And just allow that to unfold for you and take it from where you are with what you have, and then take the steps each way. And when I say take the steps are nothing more than talk about what's before you and then allow that to become more unfolding, and then allow that to unfold, and then allow that to unfold, as I just demonstrated for you here a second ago. Let yourself have that however you can. And with each day that you, each segment of appreciation that you allow, each segment of appreciation that you fully engage and feel your way into, you will see rapid and immediate change in your environment. Some environments take time, because remember, if you anchor it into a dark environment, into a negative environment, it's going to take a little bit to untangle yourself from that, because your energy is anchored there. You may be in thought wanting to change that, and that's great. Start using that thought to create momentum, and then allow that thought to generate feeling, positive feeling, not thinking about all the bad things back there, thinking about all the good things in front of you, thinking about all of the incredible experiences that you've had and maybe not appreciated, but now that you're focusing differently, you're taking up that anchor and you're pulling into a newer place, into a place that has a much gentler current, that has a much more powerful ability to uplift you and support you. However that looks, take the step. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. That's all you can do every day, in any moment, in any time. First is get present, feel the breath, take the breath, be the breath, and then appreciate and find that alignment. Where are you going to place that anchor? I'd love your questions if you have any. This has been an extraordinary conversation. Well, conversation sort of one-sided, because I'm talking to y'all out there, but I'm having a blast here and enjoying the feeling of all of this. That's really the thing for me, is the more you get into feeling, the more you can be in an experience even similar to this. And you can feel the energy of the people that are watching. You can feel the energy and the tide as the energy moves. And you don't have to, you know, you can call it woo-woo, you can call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It brings satisfaction and joy to feel that. So that's what I choose to feel, because I want that feeling to evolve and grow. Do you get this? It isn't about burying your head in the sand. It's about moving your focus to the direction of where you want, what you want, how you want, and then stepping into that however you can. And the first steps of that are how you think about it and how you feel about it. And change those things and watch your world transform. And I'm going to step over here for a second. I think I have a question. Let's see what's going on here. Thank you, Jackie. I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for being a part of the show. Jackie was commenting about thanking for a good show and her experience of today. Guys, I can never thank you enough for being a part of the show, because it gives me the opportunity to be in my joy. It gives me a place to place my anchor and gives me a place of appreciation that has no limit and no bounds. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want you to experience every day of your life. And it's possible. Let's wind this topic down into relativity to our current experience. And I mentioned this a little bit earlier. We are in an extraordinary time of transformation. We are in an extraordinary time of change. It doesn't matter what your perspective of that change is. What matters is, well, it does matter what your perspective of that change is. It matters not necessarily how, what am I trying to say here? Step back. What matters is, we see this as the opportunity that it is presenting itself to be. Instead of focusing in conspiracy theories and focusing in who's trying to control who and who's manipulating who and what they want from me and whether they're trying to control me with a mask, and all of that is fear-driven. I don't care what perspective you come from, it's all fear-driven. So if you eliminate the fear-driven possibilities and you look at the realities that are presented to us, the strongest thing that shows up for me is that everything is telling you to go inside. Everything is telling you, attend to self. Attend to self. The conflicts that we're feeling, the experiences that we're having outside of this, is all of the noise about don't pay attention to self. Don't pay attention to the north. Don't pay attention to anything that's going to be positive or forward moving or useful. Pay attention to lies. Pay attention to disinformation. Pay attention to lots of things that don't support my aliveness, that don't support my joy. And you can do that. And it's tough not to do that because we want to be informed, but we need to be informed consciously. So dipping in and kind of touching in and seeing what's happening, I don't think is a bad thing. I noticed that if I spend too much time there, it has a profound impact. It has a profound impact. And it takes a minute to shake it off sometimes. So be aware that as you engage the energy, you have to be mindful of how that energy impacts you and what you have to do to shift yourself and to shift your energy to stay in the state of alignment with yourself and with your highest aspect. And then you can start making choices and decisions from your center and understanding who and what you are and what your energy is about. You may be fully realized as someone who has to be out there beating the drum. You may be fully realized into someone who realizes that I just need to take time to heal me. So there's that whole range. None of them are wrong. Find your alignment and walk into it and stay in it and do what you have to do to support it. And that's through your daily practice. That's through doing the things that serve that purpose. Feel into your experience. Appreciate all of it. Learn how to appreciate so that it's spontaneous, so that you can use that tool anywhere you are in any circumstance to shift yourself from any negative experience to a more neutral or positive experience. You may not get from triggered to joy in one fell swoop, but you'll definitely get from triggered to neutral. And then once in more neutral, you're able to surrender your energy and surrender that energy and then allow yourself to migrate into the more joyful expression. So thank you all for engaging with me today. Thank you for being here as a part of the Adventures in Truth livecast. I appreciate you all very much. I appreciate this experience and thank you for your thoughts and your questions and your love. And I look forward to seeing you next time and have an amazing day. Thanks, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.